Okay, Rabbi, I hope all is good. Very exciting, very festive day. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach Vav, and we'll be zocher to finish the Masechta today. We're here on the Mishnah on Samach Hei Ambez, right, a little bit, three quarters of the way down, well, two thirds of the way down. Mishnah here, again, not necessarily something we've been talking about, but Pashas is we have these words, Raglaim Ladover, as you can see at the end of it. Right, so that's probably the connection to what we've been talking about. This Mishnah, where we'll talk about a little bit about Zav and Zava, and then we'll have a Mishnah on Amud Aleph, where we'll discuss whether Shmuel was a Nazir or not. So the Mishnah says, "B'shiva drachim bodkenes Zav." In seven ways you can check a Zav. What does that mean? Well, before we get to what it means, right, if that sounds familiar, right, most people know this Mishnah not from the end of Nazir, not from the Mishnah in Zavim, but from the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin. So that's why if it sounds familiar, right, again, if Shiva Drachim, the Gemara goes through right over there, right, Aisha Niknes, Vishlosha Drachim, right, goes through the word Drachim. Okay, fine, Veseder, Ayin Sham. Anyway, seven ways you can check a Zav. The question is, a Zav obviously is, not obviously, but a Zav is an emission, someone who has an emission. A Zav, for a male, it's a more whitish, semen-like emission. For a female, it's going to be zava, it's going to be blood. And different halakhos, which we'll talk about a little bit, between a zav and a zava. But the difference between, one of the differences, I guess we'll talk about right now, right, is that a zava, she sees what would amount to be zava blood, or some sort of contamination, or it doesn't matter why she sees an emission, she's tame regardless. By a zav, it does matter, as you'll see in a second, right, there's several ways, right, we can check and see, maybe something happened to him that caused him to have an emission, and then it wouldn't be the halacha of zav, you wouldn't have this tumah of zav. But the Mishnah says, which is very important, ad shalu nizkak leziva, right? That only works and if the guy is not yet a zav. If the guy's already a zav, so then we don't check, doesn't matter, maybe none of these reasons apply. But if he's not yet a zav, so then we check and see what's going on, what's been happening in his life, the reason that maybe a reason for his emission. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, b'maychal, but do we check what he's been eating, b'mishta, what he's been drinking, b'masa, maybe he's been carrying something heavy, b'kfitza, maybe he's been jumping, maybe he's been exerting himself, b'choli, maybe he's sick, uvimara, uvihirhur, and what he's been seeing and what he's been thinking about. Thinking about, obviously, is inappropriate thoughts, but mare, right, that's a shayla, that's machogus in the Rishonim over here, right, if you look at the mefarish says that he saw something scary, right, so ra shade, or davaracha, v'nifcha mimenu, right, something that's scary, and he's like, kind of like freaks out, and kind of just has some sort of emission. If I'm not mistaken, Tosos, I'm just looking over here, Tosos says it's similar to hirhurim, with referring to inappropriate thoughts. I can't see, if you see, it's a little bit hidden, at least in my Gemara, right? It says, Dibur Maschal b'shiva drachim, and then it says, b'maychal b'mishnah, b'shara ish v'ish and nizkakin zelazah, right? He saw something inappropriate going on between man and woman. So that would be a reason why you had the ziva, right? And then, of course, if he's not yet a zav, so then we kind of write it off, right? We assume that's why he had the emission, he's not going to be tam zav. But mishan iska l'ziva, but once he started having a ziva, ain't boat, you know, so, right, then we don't check him anymore, and that's it, we're finished with that, right, and therefore, onso is fake of shukha zero metamin, and then anytime he has some sort of onus, if he has some sort of scenario, again, that he said one of these reasons that's considered to be an onus, that he had some sort of emission, or he had a suffix, he's not sure, as we'll have to see what exactly that means, not whether he had an emission or not, but whether it had ziva or just shechla zera, and then if he has shechla zera, right, so then tamein, right, then they are tamei, and the shechla zera of a zav is tamei, even more than a regular shechla zera, which we'll talk about in the Gemara in a second. Anyway, should we glide the dover, because it makes a lot of sense, again, this similar lashon that we said before, right, since he's already been a Zav, he already saw a Ziva once, right? We can assume that that's because he's still a Zav and not because he had any one of these excuses. Hamake es chavero, not really related, but again, just continuing on in the Mishnah. If someone hits somebody else, v'amdu l'misa, and they assume that he was going to die, v'hakel mimena, right, and then he got better, and then shahay la'achar mikan hichbidu meis, and then he died. Unfortunately, then he went, he got worse. So then chayv, so the Tanakhama holds that a person's going to be chayv. We're going to attribute it to the injury, right, and the fact that he got, even though he got better, we're going to attribute it to the injury, and the guy's going to be chai for killing him. Rabbi Nechemi Omer Potter Shereglaim Ladover. And again, this Reglaim Ladover connection. Rabbi Nechemi says, no, it's Reglaim Ladover. It makes sense. It seems likely that he got better, right? And then he was getting healthier, right? And therefore, right, it's not related to the injury that the guy gave him, and he would not be chayiv misa for killing him. Okay, so says the Gemara, minoni mili. How do you know? What do you mean, how do you know? How do you know what? So how do you know, right, that if there's a, what's it called? If that, what's the minoni mili? Hold on. That, what is it? Hold on. Sorry. Right, meaning, how do you know that the third ziva, right, the third ziva, as you'll see in a second, there's a, we're going to darshan the psukim out here, that the third ziva can be, what is the difference between the second and the third? Sorry. Yeah, meaning once he's a zav, I'm sorry, correct. Once he's a zav, just to clarify, when a person's a zav, he sees one emission, right? That's just the first one. If he sees the second one, right, so then he's tamei zav. The third one, right? He's already become tamei zav, and we assume, right, again, that it doesn't matter for the third one, right? The third emission that he sees doesn't matter any of these reasons, right? For the first two, right, then we'll apply any of these reasons. If he had something to eat or he saw something inappropriate, so we'll apply those excuses. But for the third one, i.e., when he's already a zav, because after two he's considered a zav. So then, right, the third one doesn't matter why he saw it. So, but not immediately, how do you know that we make a difference between this third Zav, meaning that after he's a Zav, we don't care about these excuses, as opposed to before he's a Zav, when we do care about these excuses. So, Rabbi Nassan says, I'm a crook, because the Pasuk says, Vazov es Zovo. And just to read the entire Pasuk, because it's important. Right, someone who zav es zovo, he emits an emission for the male and for the female. So we darshan's out the reiya shlishis ish kish lanakeva. The third one is connected to the woman. How do you see that? Because again, you see a zav es zovo, right? Zav one, zovo two, and then zachar nakeva, right? La zachar v'la nakeva. We connect the zachar to the nakeva. As we said before at the outset, right? A woman, a ziva, does not have any of these excuses. So for the third emission, for a male, he'll be like a female, i.e., we don't apply any of these halachos of any of these exceptions. Ay, v'yatani Rabbi Lazar omer, b'shlishis bod kenoso, b'raviyas ain't bod kenoso. But one second, Rabbi Lazar said that we won't apply any of these excuses to the fourth riyah, not the third one. I mean, the third one we still use. Right, these excuses. So what do you do with the pasuk? It's Ella be'es and come lefugis. So the machlokas is whether you doresh the s, whether you use the word s. Right, it says vehazav s zovo. So is that two or three? Right, is that zav zovo one and two, or is that zav one s two and zovo three? Right, and then finally when it says afterwards the char and the keva, right, that would be the fourth one. That would be when we wouldn't have any excuses according to Rabbi Elazar. So I said, Rabbi Essen, come lift Rabbi Elazar, Dorish Essen, Rabbi Banan, Lo Dorish Essen, and that's how you get, right, two, three, or three, and four. Okay. Onso Usveko, we said any onus and any sofek, right, we said that it is not going to be checked, right, again, after he's already a zav, we don't care about that stuff. So Amarava, Lo Tema Sofek, the suffix that we're talking about in the Mishnah is not whether he saw an emission or not. We're dealing with a case where he for sure saw there was some sort of ziva. The suffix is machmas shechazera suffix machmas ri'ya. The question is when he saw that there was some shechazera with the ziva, with the ri'ya, or it was complete and clean, right, and pure, quote unquote, ziva in terms of what he saw in terms of the emission. Now, I don't know exactly in terms of describing what it looks like because I really never studied this at all. Right, I'm not sure exactly what the difference is, but apparently you can tell whether it's ziva, it's zav discharge, or whether it's mixed with shechazera. Now, the reason why that's important is because if a zav, again, a Zav, to become Tahor, needs to count Zayin Nekiyim, Shiv Nekiyim. He has to have seven clean days. So if a person sees in those seven clean days, Shech Vazera, if he has semen, so then that is not Soser. That does not get rid of the Shiv Nekiyim. But Machmas Re'iv, if he does see, obviously, an emission that's a Zav, so that will get rid of the count of the Zayin Nekiyim. So the question is, right, the subject is whether he had Shech Vazera in there or not. And therefore, Kevin Shinizka Glutumas Feko Tame. Therefore, we assume that if he has a suffix, right, once he's already a zav, so then it's going to become Tame. We're not going to apply any of these excuses. We're going to say that the suffix, right, that is in fact a ziva, and that will get rid of his shiva nekiyim. He has to start all over again. Shichvas Zero Tameya and a shikh mazara is tamei just like a regular zav. The Gemara says, "Lamai, what do you mean? What kind of halacha are we saying that the shikh mazara of a zav of this case, of this scenario, is tamei? Ilem lamaga, if you'll tell me it's for touching, so mi garla mishikh mazara the tahor. But that regular shikh mazara is metamei, right, by touching it also, right? Even a person is not a zav. So why are we telling me that the shikh mazara of this zav, right, is tamei? So ela zara shel zav." Metami b'masa. No, it must be that he's carrying b'masa. That if even if he's somehow carrying the zera, but he's not touching it, right? He's also metami. So the Gemara's problem is the manch masla lahadamar shechazela sherezolzav metami b'masa. Who is the mandamar who says this? Right? We need to have a tana who says this. It's ile mahaitama if it's Rabbi this tana Rabbi Yeshua the tanya as the Rabbi Rebbe that's Omer shechazela. Shelzav in a matami b'masa and Rabbi Yeshua in a matami b'masa. Right, if you tell me that it's Rabbi Yeshua who says that it is matami b'masa, right? That says straight up that if Zav has shechor zera, it's matami if he's carrying it. Right, the fisha efshar below shelo b'tzitzu cheziva. That's only because it's impossible, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that it doesn't have some sort of ziva discharge in it. But Rabbi Yeshua is only giving the reasons because it must be mixed with some sort of ziva. But he doesn't say that shikwa zera plain, right, of a zav is metami b'masa. So, and long story short, we're gonna explain it differently. We're gonna come back and we're gonna say it really is masa. Right? We're gonna find a different tano says this. But first, we're gonna try and say that it's a different type of tuma. Ela amar of adabarava lomar she'in tolimba. No, the halacha is that what we're trying to say is that we don't assume, right, that the zera that we had here, that the shekha zera here, right, is because of previous shekha zera. What does that mean? So basically like this. Usually if a person sees a ziva emission within 24 hours of seeing shekha zera, of being a balkari, or of having a regular semen emission, so that's usually, the lacha is that that's not called ziva. That's not going to be matamehim, that's not going to be counted as an emission of a zav. But that's only before he's a zav. Right, only once he's already a zav, right? Let's say the guy is a zav, right? He's weighing shivanikim, and then he sees shechor zera, which is not going to be mess up his shivanikim, and then he sees an emission of ziva, of a zav. So normally, if you see a zav after a shechor zera, so we just kind of don't count that. But if he's already a zav, then we do count that, and that would mess up his shivanikim. So some Rapapa kameid rav lameimar aydichul shehu dechazi. Rapapa thought that the reason that we say that. Right, that we don't view an emission of zav after shekh vazera to be a halachic, right, zav and make him tame, is because the guy's already been weakened, and therefore it's his body's a little bit sick, and therefore it's going to come out, right, because it's very possible that after his body's been weakened by the initial shekh vazera, he's also going to have an emission of zav. So I'm like, Rav is that doesn't work, because of that time, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in zavim, right, a gershin is gayer mitame biyad miyad b'ziva, ein lecha choli golod mizah, right, because the halacha is that if a ger is misgayer, then he sees an emission of ziva, and he previously, before he converted, he had shekh vazera, he's still a zav, right, and when a person becomes from, right, this is Mefarish, I think it's Mefarish, it says over here, that's a lot more ill, the person gets ill, gets sick, he gets nervous, he has to become this mitzvah, that mitzvah, right? It's stressful to be from. So that's something that's weighing heavily on his mind. So that can't be because he got sick. So rather, it must be because it's Xeris Akasiv. Right? And therefore, once it's Xeris Akasiv, right, it's not, we get rid of Rav Papa saying that it's sick. We also get rid of Adabar Ava saying it's Tolimba, that it's because of the halacha of Tolimba, and we go back to what we had said before, that it is really the halacha that we're in discussion here is about masa, about tumas masa, about carrying the shekha zera of azav. And therefore, ela hatanahi, and we the tana, we were looking for a tana before, as we said before, is not Rabbi Yeshua, but it is a machlokas tanahi, and we do have, in fact, a tana who says that carrying the shekha zera of azav, right, is going to be matami. The tanya is blended. Rabbi Yosef, shekha zera shalzav, matami is masa, shekome eis leis, Rabbi Yosi, omer yomo. Right, the machlokas is whether shekha zera of azav is matame, right, during 24 hours, meaning 24 hours after he seizes a zav, or only for yomo, right, only on that day. Right, we're familiar with the phrases meis leis and the yomo by Hilchos Nida, but over here, right, again, the machlokes is how long, right, a person carrying, a zav carrying shekha zera, right, will become tame, right, Well, be metame, right? If it's 24 hours or just that day, but regardless, both of them hold, right? You see, right, that it is sure enough, someone who carries shiva zera of a zav, right, is tame, right? How long after the emission? So that's different, right? Obviously, now just to be clear, this is not the zav himself carrying it because the zav is tame, right? But if so, again, that but someone else who carries it, right, will become tummy, depending on when he carried it. So my kamefugi, what is the machlokas? Right, the machlokas is with the Shmuel. Right, the Shmuel Rami, because Shmuel pointed out, right, the machlokas is within Shmuel Shita. Because Shmuel pointed out, there's a steer in the psukim. Because the pasuk says, ki avicha isha sherlo yet tahor mikri laila. Person, right? Person's not tahor. Right, he has some sort of emission at night, right? Something happened at night. Right, and then it says, ksev lifnos area of your chasbamayim. Right, and towards the night, right, he will go to the mikvah. So how long is it? Meaning a person started at nighttime, right? Is it only at nighttime, or is it even, right, until the next afternoon, evening, right, before he goes to the mikvah, right, right before sundown? So is it just that night when he's tame, or is it even the following day when he has to go to the mikvah? So man damar leis leis, daig milif noser, v'idach, daig mikrei leila, right? Whoever holds that it's meis leis, so it's 24 hours, so he's going to use the psukim of lif noser, right, until... Right, evening, right before sundown. So that's 24 hours since it happened at night. And the one who says it's only Yomo, right, Rabbi Yossi, is going to say that it's Mikrei Laila, or he's going to say that a person's only Tame, right, during that night. Okay, but according to the one who says, right, if you're going to learn it's Meis Leis, what do you do with the pasuk that says Mikrei Laila? Right, it seems to imply that it happened at night, seemingly it's only Tame. At night, so they'll say urcha to carry the masir belayla. It's just trying to say that usually, the most times that they have shechva zera, right, that comes out at night, most common. So therefore, it's not just talking about normal language. It's not teaching a halacha or whatever. Just talking about how you know, giving the normal case of when zerek will come out. Okay, nazir haya Shmuel kedivrei Rabbi Nehoroi. According to Rabbi Nehoroi, Shmuel was a nazir. Now, who cares, right? So the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, writes that therefore, if someone who says I'm going to be like Shmuel, that means he's taking a neder, right, of Nazirus. Right, the Mishnah is not trying to be tell stories here, right? Rambam's always clearly, right, always like that, right? They're trying to learn halacha from something. Shmuel was we declare that Shmuel was a nazir, and therefore, a person says I'm going to be like Shmuel, so that he's going to be a nazir. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Umora lo yala rosho. Right, that's a pasuk by Chana, right, when Chana was davening, right, one of the conditions, she said, please give me a son, and if you give me a son, I will never have a mora, which usually means, as we'll see in a second, means a razor, won't go on his head, meaning that he'll be a nazir. And the Gemara said, right, and the Mishnah says like this, because, how do you know? So because Nemar, b'shimshon, because it says by Shimshon, mora, right, now that pasuk is, just to quote the whole pasuk, that's by the Malach. Yeah, the Malach is telling him, "Kin cho rov ilad bein umore lo yale al rosho, but kin yizir lokim yiyem inarav ad beten." Right, min ad beten. Right, the Malach is telling Manoach, and he says, "Manoach, right, that this, you'll have a child, and he'll be a nazir. He won't have any razor on his head." V'nemar b'Shmuel umore, and it says by Shmuel also that word. Ma more hamore b'Shimshon nazir, af more hamore b'Shimshon b'Shmuel nazir. Right, so okay, you have the same word by Shmuel, same word by Shimshon. Must be the Shmuel was a nazir. Amar b'Yosi v'alon in more elabas v'dam. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? Mora, right, seems to imply fear, right? Mora, fear of Basav Adami. And the tefillah was that he wouldn't have any fear. Would grow up, he wouldn't fear any man. So Amalei Rabbi Nehorai says, what do you mean? V'alokon ha-nemar v'amu Shmuel, ich el eilich v'shama sha'ol v'ha-geni. What do you mean? Shmuel said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, go anoint David as the next king. Shmuel was like, I don't want to anoint David as the next king. Shaul's going to kill me. So you see that Shmuel was afraid of Shaul's. And if Chana davened, right, Chana is the paradigm of tefillah. Right, so if Chana davened, so Kosh Baruch Hu, and sure enough, he was rewarded, right, it must be that it came true. And if Shmuel was afraid of Basar Vadam, it must be that's not what she was talking about. She was talking about something else. Right, Shekvar Ha'elo Mora al Basar Vadam, right, already he had some sort of Mora Basar Vadam, so therefore it must be, right, that it was talking about the Mora, the blade, and not necessarily talking about fear that she was davening, that he wouldn't fear anybody, because we see that in the end he did fear, he was afraid of Shaul, right, and therefore if that didn't come true, it must be that Chana's tefillahs were accepted and they became true, right, and therefore that's Rabbi Nehorai's response. Amalei Rabbi Chia, Rav Chia Bray, Rav Chiya said to, sorry, Amalei Rav Lechiya Brei. Rav said to Chiya, his son, Chatov uborich. Right, make sure you jump ahead, right, and chap the bracha. I mean, anytime you're benching, and as the Tosis points out over here, or is that the Mefarish? Yeah, it's the Mefarish. Right, that any, okay, right, fine, Tosis doesn't say that exactly, but okay, the Mefarish says anytime you have some sort of kosher bracha or whatever, jump in and be the one, right, who makes the bracha. V'chein amar le Rav Huna, the rabbi brei, chatuf uborich, right, again, he said the same thing. So the main razim seems to imply, this says the Gemara, demivarech adif, that it's better to be the one making the bracha. V'atanya, but we learned in our Baisa, Rabbi Yossi, omer gadol ha'one amen yosher min ha'mavarech. It's better to say amen than to say the bracha. From the amar le Rabbi Noray, and Rabbi Noray said, ha'shamayim, he said, that's a lashon of like Yeshua, kahu, and that's true. I mean, it's a lashon of shvua, right? A shemayim, that's true. That's how it is. Teda, you should know. Sharei golirim. I don't know how to pronounce that, but those are normal soldiers, right? The mizgarim b'milchama, they fight the war. Vagiborim notzchin, and the giborim come afterwards. Right? You send the common man out to war, to battle, and then right, the champions come on their heels. So you see that the one who says amen, right, is better. Gemara says you're right. Tanai, it's machlokas tanai. We have prices both ways. Tanya, echad amavarach v'echad ona amen. Right, regardless, both the guy who says the bracha, both the guy who says amen. Right, that's already b'mashma. They're implied. Right, meaning they're implied. Right, and the pasuk again. The pasuk says Tosas is over here because it says is it Tosas? I keep on doing that. No, it's the mefarish. Right, the crush and emah gadlu l'Hashem iti and ramah shmo yachtov. Right, that both of them they praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu with me, right? They're both implied, right? In that, okay, fine. Ella shemarin levarach chila, but they give more schus, they give more reward to the one who says the bracha. So that brisa says you should make the bracha, and the other brisa says right that you should be the one who says amen. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Bechanina, right? And we pointed out before that there are four mesechtas that end off with this mimer, right? And it says Barav, we'll just read it quickly. We say it every day in davening, right? Tamidei Chachamim marvim shalom ba'olam shenamar v'chol b'nayich l'midei Hashem, and we'll leave the last three words for the siyum. But we pointed out that there are four mesechtas, right, that end with this. That b'nayich, it's brachos nazir, right? What is it? Yud is nevamos and kafa is krisos, I think. It's not Ksuvis. I think Chav is Krisus. And the four of them end with this kind of phrase that spells out Bonaich, right? Bonaich, right? There are four people who, right? The Tamid HaChachamim, right? Make Shalom in the world, right? If you want Shalom in Eretz Yisrael or in Israel or in the rest of the world, right? It's not to go out to a rally or a Hafganah. It's right to go sit and learn Torah. You'll create more peace. Shalom ben Amlo Chavero, and that's what the Gemara is darshaning over here. Mazel Tov, everybody! Very exciting, and we will start Maseches Sota tomorrow. One of my favorite Masechtas, right? Maybe the most fun Masechta in Shas, with tons of Agadata and cool stuff. Mitzvah Shem, we'll be Zocha, and have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and enjoy celebrating at the scene.